The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Word of God be on my mind, my lips, and my heart. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Feast of the Ascension and celebrates Jesus' return to his rightful place, the right hand of the Father. There is an old Dutch children's story that tries to explain the significance of this feast. And I think you guys are old enough to hear it. When Jesus returned, the 9 choirs of angels were elated. And you know the 9 choirs of angels? I told you guys there was going to be a quiz. Can you come up with them? Let's see, we have angels, archangels, virtues, powers, principalities, thrones, dominions, cherubim, and seraphim. Come on, don't I get an applause for that? I was up all night trying to remember them. But anyway, the 9 choirs were elated. That they knew that Jesus had been born of Mary. They knew about his preaching and teaching and all the wonder works. They knew that he had given the devil a 1-2 knockout punch, first by his death on the cross, and then by rising from the dead. They knew this because the gates of heaven were thrown open wide, and all the righteous were filing through. Adam and Eve, Noah, Sarah, Abraham, Ruth, Naomi, David, Solomon, all the rest, thousands upon thousands, coming through, taking their place in the mansions that had been prepared for them. This they knew quite well. They were elated, like I said, about Jesus' return, and they wanted to hear from his own lips all that happened. They wanted to know what he did, what he said. And Jesus smiled at them and told them all the things that he had done, all the people that he met. And then one of the angels started thinking, he was wondering, well, if our Lord is here back home, who's going to continue the mission? Surely he and the Father have some kind of plan. Surely someone needs to be in charge to make sure it continues on. Surely he's going to appoint one of the angels to show them the way. And so this angel approached Jesus. He said, Lord, which one of us are you going to appoint to continue on the mission? And Jesus smiled at him. He told him, they do not need a leader. Look, see that small huddled group? They do not need an angel. Very soon, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon them. Very soon, the Holy Spirit is going to empower them. And it is in the Spirit that they're going to continue the mission. Jesus smiled at the angel again and said, very soon, they are going to continue my work. My friends, the they that Jesus was pointing out is now we. We are empowered and blessed by that same Spirit. We now do the preaching. We now do the teaching. We now extend all the works that he did. We now bring forgiveness in the face of peace, in the face of hurt. We bring peace in the face of violence. We do all the wonders that extend care and kindness, compassion. Jesus continues his work. Jesus continues his work by blessing us with the Spirit, so that by means of the Spirit, we continue to do everything that he did. In the Spirit, we continue his work. Through the Spirit, we continue his mission.